Texas girl. I'm your host on Notably Texan. My name is Matt Minky. Sitting in with the show today is a Texas singer and songwriter who recently put out his debut self-titled album. And the sounds on the record kind of stretch from rock to country and blues to folk and maybe even a little gospel in there. He writes songs from the heart, believes that sharing his experiences is a great way to know one another and help each other. He and his bandmates are pretty tight, I guess you could say. The outfit contains his brother and his wife, who are also in studio today as a trio. I'm excited to learn more about Dallas singer Justin Philip Brooks and his trio. How's it going?
Hey, Matt. Going well. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I really appreciate you coming all the way out from Dallas. And who did you bring with you today as the trio? I know that you were wanting to be the main focus of the conversation here today, but since you have the trio, let's be sure
introduce them since they're here. All right. Yeah. To my left is Tiffany Brooks, my wife. And to her left, here in the studio, is Morgan Taylor, her brother, my brother-in-law.
Awesome.
So we keep this all in the family.
That's really cool. No, I like that. Bandmates sometimes can you know, get at each other's throats and say, fine, I'm quitting the band, but you kind of have, you got some close ties here to where it's not that easy to just walk away.
Like, see you tomorrow, I guess,
right.
If that ever happens.
Well, thank you all for coming in, and I'm excited to learn more about you. So, Justin, I believe you grew up in the southeast part of the state, didn't you?
That's right, Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sir.
Man, I mean, did you have some family down there that might have been affected by all the craziness with the hurricane last year?
Yeah, we had a lot of friends and family that were affected by that, and the thing about that is, and I'm glad you brought it up, is it's kind of out of the news cycle now, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. They're getting a lot of help that they need, but still, you know, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And right, I mean, needless to say, with the news cycle we've got right now, even the biggest stories tend to get buried by some massive story the next day.
So, yeah.
I think that's certainly worth pointing out. So how did you end up making your way to Dallas then from down there?
So I came up to Dallas to attend Dallas Baptist University, and while I was there, met my wife. Rest is history. Here we are.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool. Morgan, are you from Dallas, or did you end up making your way there as well?
From Mesquite.
So okay.
Basically Dallas.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we both grew up in Dallas. So
awesome. Yeah. So you already had the roots there and everything.
Yep. We made him stay.
Very cool. So how long have, Justin, you and Tiffany been collaborating musically then? I mean, did this happen, when you met? Did you discover that you both had a passion for music?
We both met in Theory 1 class at DBU, and so we knew that we loved music. We were in choir together, did a bunch of choir tours together, and I knew she is still to this day my favorite singer. And so
nice.
She, and I'm not just saying that because she's my wife, but you know, we started to just kind of collaborate on different musical projects, whether it be like a duo that we were working on for a little while, and pretty soon I just started writing these songs and just asked for her to put a harmony on it. Her brother Morgan's a fantastic singer, asked him to put a harmony as well, and pretty soon we were like, you know what, there's something here.
Yeah.
So let's keep walking down this road, see what happens.
It's amazing how that works out sometimes. You don't know for sure, and then you hear it, and it's like, wow, this is just was meant to be, you know? Well, as a songwriter, I think that you really like to kind of pull from your experiences as a husband and father. Is that true?
That's right. All of the songs that I've written lately have been... they're autobiographical, but also kind of thinking of those kind of things from just my worldview. So like they could be something that we're particularly going through or conversations that we're talking about in our marriage, or it could be something that happened to me that day, or it could be something that I'm thinking about or wishing about, dreaming about. And also a lot of my songs are nostalgia for where I grew up in Southeast Texas.
Okay.
'Cause life's just a little bit different down there. And I love to write about that and think about that and how it's affected me and how it's affected that worldview that I was talking about.
Yeah. I'm always amazed. You know, I'm a native. I've been in Texas all my life. But it still amazes me to this day how different this state can be. You know, I know it's a huge state. Uh-huh. But, you know, talk a little bit about that. Well, how is it different living down in Beaumont as opposed to living in Dallas?
Well, it was, first of all, it was distinctly Texan, yet also distinctly Cajun. So we were right there on the border of Louisiana.
That's right.
We were also there by the brown sands and brown waters of Crystal Beach. So, like, it might have been chocolate milk water, but it was our water, right?
Yeah.
It was our beach.
Okay.
So loved growing up down there. Lots of good music, lots of good people. It's a kind of place where you could be late, 10 minutes late somewhere because there was a train that went right through the middle of town, and that was a legitimate excuse to be late somewhere.
Yes.
You know, and lots of like I was talking about, though, like the weather was just insane. Lots of evacuations from hurricanes growing up. And somebody was telling me, you know, that's made its way into your music quite a bit. And I'm like, well, I guess so. I guess we evacuated a few of them and that's going to have an effect on you. So,
sure.
I guess I'm processing all that still.
Okay. That's the voice of Justin Philip Brooks. He is out of Dallas. He's got a debut record out right now. We're going to listen to a cut from that debut EP in just a little bit. You bring a lot of different styles into your recordings, Justin. Did you kind of grow up on a wide variety of music?
I did. I grew up, well, being from Beaumont, like, you can't help but be influenced by gospel and blues and just any kind of roots music and Americana stuff down there. I mean, that's really big. And especially country, like Tracy Byrd, Clay Walker, George Jones came from there, Blind Willie Johnson, Janis Joplin, they were all natives of that area down there. And so that was kind of just always around. But I grew up in a Southern Baptist family that was very much into gospel music and very much into just stuff that just told an older story.
Right.
Right. And so that kind of writing and music always appealed to me. And like, no matter what I've tried to do, whether that be rock, whether that be any kind of jazz, I've always kind of come back to just this music that's more folk inspired with an acoustic guitar that's just simple and tells a story.
You know, you're kind of hard to pigeonhole, and I'm okay with that. I don't, you know, it's one of those necessary evils. I tell this to guests that I have all the time that, you know, we're kind of a wildly eclectic show here, so I don't believe that an artist has to fit into one genre, but it is one of those necessary evils. So how do you describe your sound to somebody who's uninitiated?
Well, somebody actually put this on the internet yesterday on Bandcamp. They described us as rootsy Americana with tight harmonies.
Nice. That's good.
That kind of wraps it up right there.
I love the, you know, Bandcamp is a really cool way for artists to be able to get their product out there to people, and for fans to be able to go in and say, hey, here's my favorite track.
Absolutely.
And write their own review. You know, these are non-professional, you know, music reviewers who get to write their own take on things out there. It's kind of like going into the comments section of other places, but it's not quite as seedy.
Yeah. Well, it's a way to, like, in the new music business that we're seeing, it's like, it's a good way to keep connection to your fans. Because, I mean, that's the way things are going, is just artist to fan relationships.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to keep in touch with them.
So tell me a little bit about the producer that you worked with on this debut EP.
His name is Jeremy Hernandez. Some people call him Ponch Hernandez. And he's sitting to my right for you listeners at home. He's in here in the studio with us. And couldn't be more thankful for him. We're both dads of young kids. And so we've been working on this record that we put out in August for about 2 years, just chipping away at it little by little, bit by bit. So I just called him up and said, hey, do you want to make a record? And he said, send me some of your stuff. And I did. And he responds back and goes, yeah. Let's work on the record.
Okay.
I like this music. I like where you're headed.
That's a good sign, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks to Jeremy for helping to line this up too. Yeah, you've been instrumental in making this discussion happen here today. So there are some very Texas-centric songs on the album, like Lone Star Lady. We love this stuff locally, of course, but you know, they eat up this Lone Star lore stuff elsewhere, especially like overseas. Have you kind of seen this phenomenon already?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something about Texas that people love, right? So, like, people can maybe have a problem with America or Americans, but Texans, they love.
Yeah.
So, like, the church that Tiffany and I go to, they just had a men and boys choir from Oxford come over, and we went to their concert a couple of nights ago, and they were just talking about Texas, and they want to see the cowboy hats, and they want to see the cows, and they want to see the horses, you know. And so, like you said, there is that lore there, but there's just something about Texas and growing up here and the people that are here. And so that Lone Star Lady song was written about how the women from Texas are made from sterner stuff.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, you have to crush their dreams sometimes when they come over and they're like, oh, well, you know, you rode a horse here, right?
Yeah.
Or you own an oil well, and all of the stereotypes we have to kind of say, well, not necessarily.
Yeah. I picked up a friend from the airport, and we were driving on Northwest Highway in Dallas, and they said, well, where are all the cowboy hats in Dallas? And I said, well, that's really kind of a stereotype, but where we were driving, there's a horse stable really close. And as we were driving, there was a cowboy in chaps on a horse in a 10-gallon hat about to cross the highway. I'm like, never mind.
Yeah. I was going to say, you don't see it as much in Dallas, and that's where I'm from too, but out here, in a place like Commerce, you will literally sometimes get stuck behind a horse going down the street. So, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Only in Texas, you know. I wanted to play this. I believe this is the first single that you put out from the debut record. What can you tell me about this song that we're going to listen to, Cold Shoulder Black Heart?
Cold Shoulder Black Heart's a song about faithfulness and just being true to your word no matter what comes.
Cold Shoulder, Black Heart, that's Justin Philip Brooks out of Dallas on listener-supported 88.9 KETR. And Justin Philip Brooks is my guest right now in the KETR studios. That is an excellent tune and such a cool introduction to your sounds. Who's on the harmonica there?
That was me. I got into harmonica because I stole my son's souvenir that his grandparents brought him from Alcatraz. It was like just this little gift shop harmonica, and it says Alcatraz on one side, and on the other side it says where music was a privilege. And so I just picked it up and started using it, and he hasn't seen it since.
Really? So then, that's awesome. What a cool story, and what a sad tale.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know. He'll either love it, you know, in 10 years or resent me for it in 10 years. We'll
right.
see what happens.
True. So what all instruments do you play then, by the way?
I started out on drums, percussion, then piano, and then made my way over to guitar. And then I started acquiring different instruments like accordion and mountain dulcimer.
Oh, cool.
Like that. So anything that makes a sound, I like to get my hands
nice.
On.
Yeah,
and
I can
try
understand.
It, you know?
Right.
Like John Lennon says, give me a tube, I'll try to get you something out of it, you know?
Okay. Well, that's very brave because not every instrument is necessarily simple to just pick up, you know? I don't know if I want to hear your first attempt at the bagpipes, per se. But hey, who knows? Maybe you're a natural. Some great instrumentation, and I was listening to a stream of this full album as I was preparing for the interview, and there's just some great cuts on here. But the album is out right now. It is self-titled. It's a debut EP by Justin Philip Brooks. Where can people get a hold of that album, by the way?
You can go to our website, Justin Philip Brooks. Philip has one L, justinphilipbrooks.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and there are links in all of those bios there. You can also find us on Bandcamp. So just search Justin Philip Brooks on Bandcamp, and you can buy a physical copy or get the digital album right there. And we're also on all the streaming services.
Right. I was going to say, if you're a Spotify user, you could stream it there, I believe.
Absolutely.
Is where I was listening to it. So it's out there in all the usual suspect places, if you will. Not that they're suspect. You know what I mean. Anyway, I wanted to take a moment and talk a little bit about non-commercial radio like KETR. And just ask someone like you, Justin Philip Brooks, what do you like about public radio?
What I love about public radio is that it tries to really focus in on the art and the just the nitty-gritty of what's going on as far as news. Like I've been a longtime listener of NPR. And also, you know, our friends over at KXT, they've been a supporter of us, and we've been happy about that. And also some friends of ours, and they're really committed to the artists, to musicians, and they're committed to just allowing you to know what's going on locally and around the world. It's pretty amazing.
You know, why is public radio even worth supporting? I mean, if somebody out there has listened for years, we've been here for 40 years now, but somebody could have listened for a long time and perhaps never given a dollar to the station. So why is it even worth supporting then?
Because the people that are committed to you in your city, wherever you're at, and they are people that live here and that are really invested in what we are about and what we live through. And so I would just encourage everyone just to get out there, go support.
If you want to support this radio station today, you can go to KETR.org and click donate and show your support for a station that introduces you to up-and-coming artists like Justin Philip Brooks, my guest in studio right now. Do you have any like upcoming gigs that you'd like to mention?
We are in the process of booking some more shows, but we're also in a writing period right now. So
okay.
We're writing some new stuff, getting ready to get back in the studio to record some new stuff.
Gotcha. So no doubt you have a list of, you know, shows. Once those are booked, those are going to be on your
Absolutely.
Site. JustinPhilipBrooks.com.
Philip
with
sir.
One L.
That's right.
Anything that we have not covered that you were hoping we're going to get to talk about today? Sometimes you might come in with an idea about, oh, I definitely want to talk about this, and then Matt never asked me about it, so I don't want you to go home disappointed.
Well, let me tell you about CrossFit.
Oh, no.
I don't do it, but, you know.
That was
you did not ask how much I can bench press.
That was a danger in my leaving that open-ended there, I suppose. So you got me.
There were 60 souls in the stairwell, two by two. 60 songs in the stairwell, 2x2. 15 years ago, we stayed alive when we numbered 125, safe from that storm and the candle on the shore.
It's a self-titled EP that's out right now. And that is available where you get music. You can, you know, he's going to be lining up some live shows soon, and you can no doubt get those at his shows too, but you can get that wherever you get music out there these days. And let's give folks a reminder where they can find you online so that they can go seek out more about Justin Philip Brooks. It's pretty simple, right?
Absolutely. You can visit us online, justinphilipbrooks.com. Philip has one L. Instagram and Twitter, at Justin P. Brooks, and then Justin Philip Brooks Music on Facebook.
Wonderful. This has really been a treat, and I hope that this was worth the trek out from
Absolutely.
Dallas today.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been a blast.
Yeah, so much.
Thank you and good night.